Seeker's Bible Study Course, Lesson 1, The Bible. What is this book called the Bible? It is a collection of books written by 40 different men over a period of 1600 years, from about 1500 BC to 100 AD. These men did not write down their own wisdom or knowledge for others to learn. They were inspired by God to write the words they wrote. For prophecy never came by the will of man. But holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. Another verse tells us that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Although these words were written down by men, the author of the message is God. The Bible reveals the truths that mankind needs to know. Because of the importance of the Bible's contents, God gives us warnings to make sure that we do not change the meaning of His revelation to suit ourselves. Part of God's law which Moses delivered to Israel stated, "You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take anything from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. It is important to know exactly what the Bible teaches. Otherwise, we will not be able to know the will of God or be able to please Him. God will reward only those who have loved Him and done His will. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Which God? In today's world, there are many gods. The question comes to mind, which God are you talking about? The Apostle Paul faced this question 2,000 years ago when he came to the city of Athens. The city was given over to idols, Acts chapter 17, verse 16. Paul was preaching about Jesus, who is the subject of lesson 2 in this series. But since this teaching was strange to their ears, the people asked Paul to explain further. "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Therefore the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you, God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, in all things." Acts chapter 17, verses 22 through 25. The God of the Bible is not a local deity dreamed up by humans or one God among many. He is the God of the universe, the one who made all that you see on the earth and in the heavens. In fact, the very first verse of the very first book of the Bible, Genesis, declares this truth. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. That same first chapter of Genesis reveals to us that God is plural. Not only do we read about the Spirit of God, Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, but we also read, "Let us make man in our image," Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. In fact, there are three who share the essence of deity: the Father, the Word, Jesus in the New Testament, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. The Bible also tells us that God is not like man. We are flesh and blood outwardly, our spirit residing within, but God is spirit. John chapter 4, verse 24. Since we, the creation, are on a different level from God, our Creator, we may never fully understand His nature while we live in these physical bodies, but we can know His character and His will, because these things He has revealed to us in the Bible. What is the Bible? The Bible is divided into parts. The Old Testament and the New Testament are the two main divisions. There are 39 Old Testament books and 27 New Testament books, making a total of 66 in all. The Old Testament books were written from about 1500 BC to 400 BC, and are further divided into four main groups. The first group consists of five books written by Moses called the Law. Genesis, the first of these, describes the creation of this world and provides a summary of important events during the first 2,000 years of man's existence, including a worldwide flood which destroyed all but eight people. After the flood, man again rebelled against God, so he chose one man, Abraham, for a special purpose. His descendants, who came to be known as the nation of Israel, became God's special people. God gave his holy law to them through Moses, and they had the privilege of being the nation through whom Jesus would be born into this world. Jesus is the one who came to pay the price for our sins, so that we might have the opportunity to be forgiven of them. As the book of Genesis closes, God's people are living in the land of Egypt. In Exodus, we find the Israelites have been made slaves. God sends Moses to free them. He then gives them his law and the way he wants them to worship, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The following 12 Old Testament books, Joshua through Esther, record the history of the nation of Israel during the next 1,000 years. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon are described as wisdom literature. They are poetic in nature, consisting of songs, drama, and proverbs. The final 17 books are written by the prophets who lived and taught during that 1,000-year period of history. The New Testament focuses our attention on Jesus, who came to redeem us from our sins. His earthly life is the subject of the books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These books contain the account of his virgin birth, his teachings, his death on the cross for our sins, his burial in the tomb, and his resurrection from the dead. The book of Acts begins with the good news being preached to mankind, that Jesus has saved us from our sins. Forgiveness is available. Furthermore, God puts all of those who are saved into the church, a body of believers over which Jesus is the head. Romans through Jude explains the Christian system, including how we are to worship and serve God until the second coming of Christ, when this world ends and all are judged according to their works. The book of Revelation is prophetic. It assures us that God cares for and rewards his faithful children despite the trials that we face in this life. All New Testament books were written between AD 40 and AD 100. Lesson 1, Questions. Fill in the blanks with the proper answers. Number 1. The Bible is a collection of books written down by about men from BC to AD. Number 2. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the. Number 3. All scripture is given by of God. Number 4. Only by knowing what the Bible teaches can we God. Number 5. There is only one God who made thee and everything in it. Number 6. In the beginning, God created thee and thee. Number 7. The three who share the essence of deity are thee and thee. Number 8. The Old Testament contains books. The New Testament has. Number 9. The first five books are called the, and they are written by. Number 10. God chose a man named for a special purpose. His descendants would be called the nation of. Through that nation would be born into the world. Number 11. The 12 Old Testament books, Joshua through Esther, record the history of the nation of for 1,000 years. Number 12. The New Testament focuses our attention on who came to us from our. Mark the following statements, true or false. Number 1. The writers of the Bible wrote down their own ideas rather than God's. Number 2. God does not care if man changes his word to suit himself. Number 3. Only the one who does the will of the Father pleases him. Number 4. It does not matter which God we worship or serve. Number 5. The God of the universe does not need anything. Number 6. God is spirit, not flesh and blood. Number 7. The Old Testament contains sections of history, poetry, and prophecy. Number 8. The New Testament is about Jesus. All books were written between AD 40 and 100. Number 9. Romans through Jude explains the Christian system. Number 10. The New Testament book of history is called Revelation. Number 11. God will reward only those who have loved Him and have done His will. Number 12. It is important to know exactly what the Bible teaches to be able to serve God acceptably and please Him. The Bible. The Bible contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrine is holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and its decisions are immutable. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's charter. Here, heaven is open and the gates of hell disclosed. Christ Jesus is its grand subject, our good its design, and the glory of God its end. It should fill the memory, rule the heart, and guide the feet. Read it slowly, frequently, and prayerfully. It is a mine of wealth, health to the soul, and a river of pleasure. It is given to you here in this life, will be open at the judgment, and is established forever. It involves the highest responsibility, promises reward for faithful labor, and condemns all who trifle with its sacred contents.